Welcome to the Dating Women Radio Show, featuring the coaching of Doc Love, the man that changed the lives of thousands around the world in his lifetime. His legacy continues weekly on this show. Here is your host, Jeff Stevens.
Welcome to your free segment from March 10, 2021, courtesy of the Doc Love Club at docloveclub.com. Why you never want to think of it as you versus them in dating. Some guys have an agenda of waiting for a woman to mess up on a date so that they can catch them in something. Don't you be one of those guys. Now, the first part of this is read by me, but it's Doc's words, followed by me questioning Doc about it. By the way, if you still have questions about the dating dictionary, also known as the system, then question no more how it can help you. Read the You Changed My Life letters, unsolicited letters, by the way, at doclove.com/system. That's doclove.com/system. This stuff really works. All right, let's get to your free segment.
It is not you versus them. I've written similar articles to this, but this concept bears repeating because some guys, especially newbie system guys, think it's all about busting women on games they play. I know that it's frustrating to get rejected and aggravating when you know a woman is trying to put one over on you. For many guys, it's the first time they recognize what happens when a woman has low interest level, or is structured, or is just juicing them for a free meal. What happens is that no one likes to be targeted for game playing, and now that you realize what's happening, the natural impulse is to strike back with a, aha, you can't do that to me, and try to prove a point to them, or be so uptight that you won't even let a small infraction go by. We had a caller a few weeks back that canceled a date because she wanted to slightly move the time around. In his mind, it was all about, you're not doing that to me, when in reality, he cut himself off from what could have been an opportunity to interact on a date. I know that most of your encounters go nowhere with women, and many are a waste of time. But remember that as a system guy, you're looking for the one right girl you can spend the next 40 years with. So along the way, you'll have your share of false starts. You should always look at this with humor and fun. You know how I always tell you to keep it light and funny? That doesn't just apply to dating, but how you should live 100% of the time. I don't mean you become a clown with a silly grin on your face no matter what. Just don't take things personal and never try to prove anything to a woman you know you'll never see again. If this date or that date doesn't work out, then so what? I always tell you guys, it's practice for the next one, and you never know if the next one is the right one. Think of this like a competition you're into. A lot of guys like golf or fantasy sports or even video games. When you're playing those things or anything similar to them, remember what you're doing. Playing. It's the same thing with women. Dating should be playful. See the connection? I don't mean you should play games with women, but you should look at dating as something fun to do. And if you don't win that night, then you're getting better for the next time that it's time to play. When it comes to the system, you have to learn to take in more of the spirit of the law instead of the letter of the law. It's not about having a whole set of rules to check off one by one and angrily blowing women off that don't meet rule 101.2 subset B that you invented in your head. It's about having fun. As you look for Ms. Wright, she's out there and you need to be loose and relaxed to have your best chance with her. Remember, guys, being uptight is no fun, and no fun guys have very little chance with a flexible giver. Until next week, thanks for your support.
Okay, Doc's taken just a second, but what else did you miss in this show that went about an hour? What is interest level, and why is it important in dating? A TV show says husbands can be trained like dogs. As you can imagine, Doc was not into this take. What are four words women should use, but generally don't, when not interested? That and much more at the Doc Love Club, docloveclub.com. Look for the March 10th, 2021 show, and also, you'll have access to hundreds of hours of audio and hundreds of articles, docloveclub.com. Here's Doc Love's take on not playing gotcha with her.
Welcome to the Advanced System class, the Doc Love Club, fifth segment for Doc Love Club members only. I am with Doc Love right now. And Doc, especially for the newbie guys, but even the veterans need a reminder that when it comes to dating, it's not you versus them, correct?
Yeah, a lot of guys, they go out, and what they try to do, they try to play what I call gotcha. And she does a little minor red flag, and then you sit there and you just feast on that red flag, and you go, aha. And we're there to look for red flags, obviously, but that's not the main goal. The main goal is to find a good person, and we're gonna get girls, that have these red flags. So don't get all elated or happy, because when I was in real estate, they told us you got to make 100 phone calls to get two or three good leads. It's called a negative feedback, but they told us in the real estate school that even though you have that, what you have to do is keep a positive outlook and not look at the 97 that rejected you, but look at the three that brought you business, and you ended up making a good commission selling real estate. And you have to do the same thing with her. We're not there to bust her and say, oh, I got you on this, therefore you're no good, I'm getting rid of you. That's not the idea. You're going out to have a fun, light time, but you got the antenna up and you're looking for things.
Yeah, and if she does give you the red flag, you just move on and you say next. I mean, it's not you're not there to try to argue with every single woman in the world or prove a point to every single woman in the world, because your object is to find a good one that you can spend significant time with. I remember we were on the radio, I think it was a couple of weeks ago, you were telling the guy that, hey, guy, all you need is one, and I like your odds. So that's how guys have to approach it.
Yeah, you have to do that. But what you have to do, you have to keep a positive attitude in spite of the fact you're going to have this negative results. And like in real estate, you get 97 people you're talking to represent them and sell their property or buy property, but it's the three that count, so you have to do that. But like we said before, it only takes one good one.
Well, Doc, thanks a lot, man.
And Doc Love Club members, we love you.
Don't forget to visit DocLove.com often for more freebies, including a free dating course plus a contest where you can win nearly $500 of Doc's materials in 2021. Plus, there is more there for you. Thanks for being here. See you next week.